is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are believed to be talking about Ukraine right now. Trump is attempting to foster a ceasefire and a possible end of the war there. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
He'll discuss land and power plants with Vladimir Putin on their call today. Now, Russia's occupying around 20% of Ukraine, has laid claim to even more, and likely wants international recognition for the land that it seized. And Russian forces have occupied the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant since 2022, with fighting in that area repeatedly sparking fears of a radiological disaster.
Israel has ended the Gaza ceasefire with a stunning series of airstrikes that Palestinian officials now say have killed more than 400 people. Israel says it attacked after Hamas refused its demand to release all hostages. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israel's defense minister Yisrael Katz said that the Israeli strikes on Gaza will intensify if Hamas does not free the remaining hostages. Of the 59 hostages Hamas continues to hold, up to 24 are still believed to be alive. Palestinians in Gaza say hospitals are unable to handle the large number of dead and wounded.
The Pope is still hospitalized with double pneumonia, but he's hardly silent on the wars in Gaza and Ukraine.
Writing to the Corriere della Sera, Pope Francis has repeated his call for an end to war, saying, quote, "In this moment of illness, war appears even more absurd." More than a month into his hospital stay for pneumonia and other breathing issues, the 88-year-old pontiff is no longer in critical condition, but it's not clear when he can return to the Vatican. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The White House has about an hour to answer a judge's order for information about why his order to stop dozens of deportations was ignored over the weekend. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The judge will decide whether or not the administration violated his court order based on the information they provide.
In a sworn declaration, an ICE official says each of the deportees was carefully vetted before being sent to El Salvador. Their 8-day stay turned into more than 9 months aboard the International Space Station. But astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are just under 7 hours away from splashdown with two crewmates off of Florida's Gulf Coast. Crew Commander Nick Hague is the Dragon spacecraft pulled away from on the space station.
We know the station's in great hands. We're excited to see what you guys are going to accomplish, and we'll be waiting for you.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 315 points, and the NASDAQ has lost 365. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. You can learn about candidates through video interviews on the Racine County I website. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour. Her Racine stop location Thursday has yet to be announced. A 43-year-old registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at the Gilmore School. It happened outside the school March 5th. Paul Shelton faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a 5-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost 4 of their last 6 games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
news. Timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. We're going to take one of the biggest songs of 1967 and play a version of it by a group that gave it a really interesting treatment. It's this afternoon, 1:45-ish on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been we
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Such a fine, a natural sight. Everybody's
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. On the station that plays all these great songs and gives yous. Big deals. And we got a really interesting one. Regular baseball season tickets with a fun giveaway. You can register daily for a chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers play the A's on Friday, April 18th. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab at the top of the page, and enter on the contest page. No purchase needed. Entries must be received by April 11th. Good luck winning Brewer tickets in the Big Deal section of WRJN.com.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this
this would mean.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
History.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
And now, the Hermit's Hermits version of the same song on WRJN.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about science books, don't know much about the French I took.
Timeless hits. WRJN, Mamas and Papas did Words of Love. Mama Cass handling that almost solo. I'm Dan Marcus. We have upgraded our news coverage here at WRJN with cooperation from the Racine County Eye. And so you can get the headlines from us and the details at RacineCountyEye.com. But here's some of those headlines right now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on whether to override a veto from the mayor. At issue are changes that would shift some powers from the mayor's office to the council. Currently, the mayor appoints people to committees. The change would shift that job to the council president. The meeting starts at 6. The council will need a two-thirds majority to override the veto. Searching the city could get easier in Racine. At that Common Council meeting tonight, there's also an agenda item regarding property listings. Alders will be voting on a proposal to partner with a software company to establish a searchable database of Racine's residential rental properties. There are a lot of agenda items. You can read all about them at RacineCountyEye.com. A registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at a local grade school. You may have seen the mugshot of 43-year-old Paul Shelton. He faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. He was found outside the Gilmore School March 5th. The games are Thursday and Friday, but you can read a preview right now at the Racine County Eye. The website tells the tale of how the Park Panthers and the Prairie School made their way to Madison for the state basketball tournament. The Prairie School takes the court on Thursday with coverage starting at 6. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams get to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today, with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast, with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me been good to you. What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Some of Motown's best came from Smokey. WRJN.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me and you got the notion, I second that emotion.
Tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back. But today, again, I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go. On the street, and even like a picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. In the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Someone to lean on, and I'm lost.
Hits WRJN. Go ahead, go dancing in the street. See if you get a ticket.
Yeah. cold hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine, taking the land.
James Shondellis for Dragging the Line, a solo hit from him, is what I'm trying to say. WRJN has teamed up again with the Racine Raiders. They're back. Their season starts early May, and so if you want some football action, you can hear the entire season here on WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hits WRJN. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story about a guy who circled the earth. It's coming up at 12:05 here on WRJN.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Everything I wanna have, whenever I hold.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. We've been told that President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have been talking about Ukraine. What we do know from CBS's Stacey Lynn at the White House.
The highly anticipated call began around 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino posted on X, "The call is going well." President Trump is looking to persuade the Russian leader to sign off on a 30-day ceasefire. Last week, Ukrainian officials agreed to the U.S. proposal during talks in Saudi Arabia, led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
In Gaza, it's a mixture of sadness and anger after Israel broke the